and she had the materials to hand. Amongst the antiquated supplies in the surgery where she worked.
She heard Jonathan accuse Matthew of wanting to bleed this place dry. And so she sent him these. Take a close look, Miss Wallace. And now you, Mrs. Adams.
Oh, dear God. Are they dead?
They are.
But your reaction's understandable. Dead or alive, a box full of leeches isn't a pleasant sight. Unless, of course, you're expecting to see it. Isn't that so, Miss Wallace?
I can't believe it. Charlotte did that.
Your daughter's work here wasn't a whim or a passing fad. She believed in this place with all her heart and soul.
And Matthew Crosby was threatening its very survival. Sending that package was an empty, childish gesture, but it did have the virtue of making her point with admirable directness.
Very well, very well. My daughter made a silly, futile protest. At least she took a stand. I'm proud of her for that. But, Mr. Holmes, what has this to do with her suicide?
Events took a turn which changed everything. Matthew Crosby died. Charlotte learned the news from his brother, and not unnaturally, she was considerably shaken. She asked exactly what had happened.
And was given the devastating news that he'd suffered from haemophilia.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I'm afraid it's all too simple. Your daughter thought she was a murderess.
In her mind, she saw Crosby reach into the box, the leeches fasten onto his skin, the blood-sucking begin.
She'd seen it often enough in the surgery here, and more. She'd seen some patients pass out as the leeches did their work. She pictured Crosby unconscious on the floor as the bloated leeches removed themselves and the bite wounds continued to bleed. Unstoppable and fatal.
There are few adults who could live with that image haunting them. And for all her intelligence and maturity, your daughter was still only a 16-year-old girl.
Forgive me. I didn't know. She didn't know about his haemophilia. She didn't know that her gesture of defiance was deadly to him.
She had dedicated her life to helping other people and healing the sick, and now she was convinced that she'd killed a man. And she couldn't live with that guilt.
And you?
What about me, Mr. Holmes?
You knew this. You knew the whole story. Do you deny it?
I found this in with Charlotte's things. It's a diary. It's all in here.
You've had that the whole time.
And told no one?
What were you thinking? Were you trying to protect me?
No, Mrs. Adams, not you.
I hoped you'd find nothing. The girl's death would be put down to hysteria and the whole thing just blow over.
How could you do it? How?
Why do you need to ask? I did it for the clinic. Your daughter wasn't the only one who loved this place.
Mr. Holmes.
Mrs. Adams.
You said that Charlotte thought she was a murderess.
Yes, I did.
Then she was mistaken.
She was.
You're sure of that? Completely sure?
He died in his sleep. The package had been opened long before.
Charlotte was not in any way responsible for Matthew Crosby's fate.
Thank you, sir. Miss Wallace.
Mrs. Adams.
The diary, if you please. Thank you. I believe it's time I got to know my daughter.
Oh, what a terrible affair. Well, at least the clinic is safe.
Rather, rather more than that.
Oh?
A fresh look at those investments could well improve things.
Good. That would be good. You know, I've been thinking about Jonathan Crosby.
Indeed.
I still don't understand why he put a pistol to his head.